Chapter 2. Mrs. Wyatt. As I have said, on June 14th, I visited the ship to prepare my room. The captain informed me that Wyatt and his guests were also planning to visit, so I waited on the ship for an hour, hoping to be introduced to the bride. But then an apology came via messenger. Mrs. Wyatt is busy and will not board until tomorrow, when the ship plans to sail for New York. The next day, I left my hotel to go to the wharf. Captain Hardy met me on the way there and explained that because of some unexpected events, the Independence would not sail for a day or two. When all was ready, he would let me know. I thought this was strange because there was a nice wind coming from the south. This would be perfect for sailing. I could not find out the reason why the ship was leaving late, so I had nothing to do but to return home and wait. The captain did not contact me for nearly a week. Finally, when the news of departure arrived, I immediately boarded the ship. The Independence was crowded with passengers and crew who were busy preparing to sail. Wyatt's party arrived about 10 minutes after I did. There were the two sisters, the bride, and the artist. Wyatt was in one of his bad moods. I was used to these moods, so I wasn't bothered by them. He did not even introduce me to his wife. Instead, his sister, Marion, who was a very sweet and smart girl, quickly acquainted us. Mrs. Wyatt wore a veil over her face. I bowed to her, and she raised her veil. After seeing her face, I confessed that I was very surprised. Luckily, I'd been taught not to trust how my friend described women. He usually claimed they were more beautiful than they really were. Otherwise, I would have been even more surprised than I already was. Honestly, I found Mrs. Wyatt to be a plain-looking woman. There was nothing special about her physical appearance. She was quite nicely dressed, however. I had no doubt that she had captured my friend's heart with her personality and soul. She said very few words to me and quickly went into her room with her husband.